There's a public hearing tonight for the proposed Oswego City budget, which includes cuts to various programs to deal with a budget shortfall. One of the loudest voices against the cuts has been the Oswego Fire Department. WRVO's Dury Lawrence reports that if the budget is passed, the ambulance corps could be reduced and one fire station closed.
My shift responded to 17 calls, and I had five ambulances, and I could have used a sixth on Friday night.
At the West Side Fire Station in Oswego, Deputy Chief Mark McManus is helping with daily maintenance and cleaning. He's worried that if the budget is approved, this station may need to shut its doors, leaving just one in the small lakeside community.
What are we supposed to do in a situation where you just get slammed with calls that people expect you to respond?
The proposed budget cuts a chunk out of what the Oswego Fire Department has asked to spend this year. They also provide ambulance service to the city of Oswego and surrounding towns. But Mayor Thomas Gillen says the proposed budget will already increase property taxes by 11% for Oswego homeowners.
And what we've got now is a shortfall in our budget that says there's several hundred thousand dollars that we don't see, that we've got to either raise taxes or cut back on how we do things.
But firefighters say the number of calls they respond to has been rising, and most of these are medical emergencies, not fires.
I don't know what's going to give.
Union President John Garrisey thinks there should be an independent assessment of the department before the cuts are made.
You know, one of my big problems with some of these cuts is it safe, is it unsafe? I haven't seen a lot of research on the side of the city to say that, yes, this is safe. I mean, what are we basing that on?
Mayor Gillen says he hopes to have a full assessment done in 2013, but by then the cuts would already be in effect. In Oswego, I'm Dury Lawrence, WRVO News.